How do you become a Christian? What does it mean to be saved? If you ask this question, you get a lot of answers from people. Oftentimes, people will say something along the lines of, because I'm a good person. I don't hurt anyone. You'll even hear those who will say, because I live in America or something, because I'm not a Muslim or I'm not a Hindu, then I must be a Christian. Sometimes you hear something like, I'm a spiritual person, so I'm okay. And then others say things like, I have a great respect for Jesus and for the example that he lived, so I know he'll accept me. And then sometimes you'll hear very good things that people say like, I invited Jesus into my heart. I accepted Christ. I put my faith in Christ. These things are correct, but what do they mean? Is he simply someone that if there's a problem and I choose to listen to him, I can? Is he there to be at my beck and call? Or does he expect anything of me? There came a point in my life that even after I had accepted Christ, that I began to ask myself, what does that really mean? I knew that I said those words and that I had meant them on some level, that I had accepted him. But I also knew enough about the Bible to know that there were things in my life that did not line up with how the Bible said I should be behaving. I had to face the question, was Jesus simply someone who was there for me when I needed them? Someone there to be my genie in the bottle when I got in trouble and I could ask him to bail me out? Or was there more to it than that? During this time of questioning, I came across a pamphlet called The Romans Road to Christ, and it helped me understand what it meant to be a Christian. If you're familiar at all with that publication and you listen to this series, you will see quite readily that this series is based on the ideas in that pamphlet. I've simply taken those ideas and I'm seeking to explain the points that they make in a way that helped me to understand and hopefully will help you understand what it means to be a Christian. It's called the Romans Road to Christ because the scriptures that it uses are taken from the Bible, Book of Romans. Romans is a book in the Bible that was written by the Apostle Paul, and it is the most complete summary of his theology. In chapter 1, Paul points out that God has revealed himself to everyone in nature, and because he has revealed himself to everyone in nature, we're all without excuse. He says in verse 18 and 19 of chapter 1, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. Throughout the book of Romans, Paul points out the similarities and the distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles. The Gentiles in the Bible are simply everyone who is not a Jew. Jews are the people of promise from Abraham, he tells us in Romans chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. To them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God, over all, blessed forever. Amen. However, in the verses in Romans that we will look at, and many others, Paul also points out that since Jesus has come into the world, we all come to him the same way, through faith in Jesus Christ. Many people that we meet have reduced the idea of salvation simply to saying a prayer or attending church or being good or some other tangible thing that we do, and if we do that, we're okay with God. Unfortunately, this often leads to a Christianity that some has described as a mile wide and an inch deep. In essence, a Christianity that you're not really sure if it's real or not. It leads to a Christianity that does not change lives, or if it does, only around the edges. We and the people around us need to understand what it means to put our faith in Christ. The Bible describes salvation everywhere as a transformation from what we were to something new and different. It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. We need to understand what it means to follow the road to Christ. Some may agree, some may disagree. But we need to understand what the Bible describes as the road to Christ. I hope you will continue to listen to this series. We're going to take about 4 sessions to go through the 4 points in the Romans Road to Christ. And next time we'll pick up on point 1. I hope you'll check back in for the next podcast. If you have questions now at any point, please feel free to call to contact me at Wisdom from the Word. You can contact me at lifechangevc@gmail.com, or you can call or text 704-747-6881. Again, my name is Alan Chambers, and I hope that you will continue listening. God bless you.